Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the most inclusive pop culture podcast on the planet, the Fun Pop Fan Guys. All right. But that theme song.
Yeah.
Two, three, four. All right, guys. Oh, going back. My name is Rich Morton. I'm the director of the Center for Music and Creativity, or as we call fondly, CMAC. We are here with a panel of amazing people, human beings, and podcasters. And we got some fun stuff to talk about. So once again, my name is Rich Morton. I'm your co-host, and I'm going to send it over to our other co-host and our panel moderator, the creative writing maestro, Mark Laza.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. I just got promoted to maestro. Thank you for that beautiful introduction, yeah. Rich. I'm moving up in the world here. This is a great thing. Behind me, you can see my own private airline, which we're calling Jet Purple. I'll be getting aboard this puppy tomorrow to fly in for a very special event, that the number retirement of David Wright, a great Met. Looking forward to that, and hopefully we'll get some footage of that to show in a future podcast. But yes, thank you, Rich Morton. We are here, and this month's episode, talking about our main topic, is going to be famous entertainers from Long Island. Because all of us here have Long Island connections, even though half of our panel, myself in Colorado and our good friend Dawn down in South Carolina, are not presently on Long Island, are from there. So we're going to celebrate that connection and talk about some of the famous people that our audience might be familiar with that came from our place. But before we dive right in to this very juicy topic, let's introduce our amazing panel of experts. We got our good friend here, Big Mike.
Hello, Mark. How are you doing?
Stunt.
I'm doing great, Mike. There's two different movies going on here. When you wear the headband, call you Michael Stunt.
Yes, that's but fine. Yes.
When you wear that shirt, I call you Super Mike.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah.
So, Mark, when you're... Look, son.
Hey, how you been, Mark?
I've been great, Mike. Thank you for asking. And of course, your normal title, always Encyclopedia Mike.
Yeah, thank you.
Expert on so many topics. So we look forward to hearing from you in a bit. Great to see you, as always, Mike.
Yeah, great to see you too, Mark.
Thanks, buddy. Next up, we got our good friend Eric. How's it going, Eric?
I'm doing good, Mark.
It's been a good week for you?
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Well, we're definitely looking forward to, I'm very interested in your topic on the segment that you're going to be doing this week, Eric. I got some questions. Let me tell you, I got to rearrange my budget here around what Eric will be talking about. And then, we have, of course, the one and only, the immaculate, the articulate, the glamorous, Dawn. How's it going?
Hey.
Good. How is that? Anything out of the ordinary? Anything you want to say to our faithful audience?
Just listen to our segments and subscribe and like, press the like button.
Excellent. We do right, like those
up,
likes.
Up at the top. That's always actually good to do. Up at the top. So people go, oh, yeah, I gotta hit
the
like.
Oh, at the top. At the top.
Meaning at the sometimes it's good to say that at the start of the show. People will just, click it.
Yeah, that was perfect, Don, because we usually wait till the end to say that, which we'll do also. But it's always good to give people a little reminder. So excellent. We look forward to hearing more from you, Don. Always great to have you here and be graced with your beautiful presence.
Thank you, Mark. And I love being here and I enjoy coming.
Excellent. Well, we love having you here. And wow, let me tell you, the audience loves having you here as well.
I count down the hours during the day. Like on Wednesdays, I count down. I'm like, I can't wait to podcast class. I can't wait. Is it 5:45 yet? I'm like,
love it. That's the kind of enthusiasm that that we love to hear and see. So excellent, Don. Thank you for that. We look forward more from you in just a few minutes here. But before we dive in to our normal topic, which is again going to be famous entertainers that plant their roots in Long Island, as do all of us here on the panel, even the two of us that aren't there presently. But before we get into the main topic, we want to give each member of our panel their own time to shine with their personal topic segments. So we're very fortunate to have such knowledgeable experts here. So we're going to start off here with Mike, a.k.a. Michael's son.
Yes, Mark. Yes, Mark.
A.k.a. Encyclopedia Mike.
Yeah.
Encyclopedia Mike.
All right. So, Mike, resident expert on so many topics. We're so incredibly fortunate to have somebody here who is just a wealth of knowledge and information. I know one topic that you hold very close to your heart is the Muppets.
Yes.
The Muppets.
Mm-hmm. So, Big Mike's Muppet Madness.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Hey, who out of my writing peeps can tell me what we see here? Muppet Madness.
Those Muppets are there on screen.
Don, you are muted.
Oh, sorry. Yeah,
that's Gonzo. Well, Kermit. Miss Piggy. It is.
Yep. And then this dude's
scooter. You are literally right about that part.
Muppet Madness. We got two M's in a row. Or no, we got three M's in a row. Mike's
the
Muppet Madness.
And a chicken. Yeah. I see M's pick.
Oh, yeah. Bonus question, Eric. You know this chicken's name?
I don't know. I just know that chicken.
I bet Big Mike knows it.
I think like that's Camilla. Stuff. That's wrong. Yeah.
Camilla. All right.
Yeah. Very good.
Well, that was an excellent that was an excellent nugget of information.
We got the Encyclopedia Mike and the pun man and Mark over here.
That was a paltry excuse for a joke.
Moving on. Next, right, moving we on have
Big Mike.
Exactly. Big Mike.
So, Mike, specifically about the Muppets, you wanted to talk to us tonight about some famous people that had a guest appearance on the Muppet Show.
Right.
Crossovers.
What was that, Eric?
That's crossovers.
Crossovers, yes. Excellent. Uh-huh. Okay, we got a crossover. So, Mike, who would you say that there have been so many celebrities that it just is a testament to how many people love the Muppets? That so many celebrities wanted to be on it. So who are some of your favorite special guests that have been on there?
It's Sylvester Stallone. He's in season 3.
Season 3. Oh, look at that. Wow, what a great picture you pulled up there, Rich.
Yeah.
Excellent. So, and what did you like about that appearance?
Rocky was on the Muppet Show and stuff.
Yeah, that was pretty cool to see Rocky on the Muppet Show. Yeah, that was probably right around the time that Rocky came out, or maybe Rocky 2, perhaps.
Mike, right. When was the Muppet Show on, and how many seasons were there?
Five seasons, 1976 to 81 and stuff. Between 1980 to 81 and stuff, yeah. Different seasons.
Mike, for the info.
That's before I was born.
Before you were born. I tell you, we're surrounded by some young whippersnappers. All right. Mike, who's another one of your favorite celebrities who made an appearance on The Muppet Show?
Elton John from season 2.
Yes, I will never forget this. This is probably my favorite Muppet Show episode ever. And Mike, this is something you and I have in common, is a passion for the Muppets.
Sneak peek! Surprise! I really can't let the audio go because I worry about copyright strikes, but hey, here's some little quick clips.
Oh, look at that.
And what song were they doing, Mike?
That rock.
Crocodile Rock.
I
Because at
remember.
the end, the crocodiles are all coming for him.
Statler and
Oh,
Waldorf.
man. Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Those two comedians.
Grumpy old man.
Grumpy old man
All
stuff,
right.
yeah.
Excellent. And oh, wow. So, again, very appropriate considering the shirt that you're wearing today. It looks like there's a
Right.
third.
And remind me of Christopher Reeve and all the four Superman
It's
movie and stuff.
Christopher Reeve. Yes. Definitely for Dawn and Rich and myself being of
Excuse me.
the elder generation on our panel here, would I will always think of Christopher Reeve as Superman.
That's our Superman, definitely. Yep.
Yes. What can you tell me about Christopher Reeve's appearance on the Muppet Show?
He's in the season four on the Muppet
Season
Show.
four.
Yeah.
Excellent. So anybody that streaming and wants to check out these great episodes, Mike, with the memory like a steel trap, able to tell us exactly which season each of these amazing celebrities had their appearance on the Muppet Show. Anything else, Mike?
I know that he plays Clark Kent in Superman and stuff.
Yeah, Clark Kent, and he takes the glasses off, and boom,
Yeah.
it's on like Donkey Kong.
There
Well,
you go.
Yeah.
I
Mike,
don't
thank you
get
so much. I can't
welcome.
tell you what an absolute gift it is to have such an expert that we can
Thank
ask
you.
you all these questions. Thank you for
Don't
that.
forget, there's a new Superman coming.
And now we're gonna switch topics. Oh, look at this. We welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Eric's Tech Talk.
Tech talk.
Eric,
You like
Eric,
that,
another expert on multiple topics. And we've heard you tell us all about wrestling. Today, we're getting into another one of your passions, which is video games.
That's nothing. Yeah.
Oh, Eric, I got some questions for you here today. Let me tell you, you're gonna
All right.
break the bank for me. I'm
Oh,
not going to be able
God.
to pay the mortgage. I can't pay the mortgage this month. I'm going to spend my money on this Switch too. Did you get it yet?
Have it right now.
You have it now. Now you before you had the Switch 2, you had the first Switch, right?
Yes, before Switch 2.
So tell our audience a little bit about the differences. What makes this new one better?
It's a new edition for it's a new edition for next games coming out soon.
And
And now if I got the ones are in HD.
okay, so that's a big difference. So the first switch was not in HD.
HD, oh, that's the first one.
But now this one is true HD.
Yeah.
And what games do you have for it so far?
My car wheel for online purposes. And the one my brother give to me right now is Lucy Smashing Dark Moon and HD.
Luigi's Mansion, Dark Moon.
NHD, not
In
on
HD.
DD, not the DDS. That's the original version.
I used to play Luigi's Mansion on the GameCube.
That's the first one.
Yeah, that's how old I am. See all my wisdom whiskers in the beard here. So,
That
Eric, tell me what are some games that are coming out in the future that you are looking forward to?
not sure playing those games, but I know one I'm not sure played is Donkey Kong Bonanza.
Donkey Kong Bonanza.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I've always been a huge fan of the Donkey Kong games. Well, Eric, this was a great, great segment. I appreciate all of the information.
And also you can play online games and back when you can play that on the Switch too.
Wow.
Down
All right. So,
19. You
well, Rich.
muted.
I'm sorry. The Switch One didn't have online an online function, right, Eric? It was only you could only play it by yourself. But on the Switch Two, you can actually go online and play with
And
others
do
all around
that,
the
yeah.
globe.
Not on the first one. You're right.
Gotcha.
So that's pretty cool. You can play games against your friends or with your friends if it's if you're doing any kind of team stuff.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds awesome, Eric. Yeah, although it's gonna it really is gonna put a hole in
I
my butt.
upgraded this Switch with the bundle. That's with a camera.
Oh, there's a camera too?
That's a kind of bundle for it.
Oh, you got the infamous bundle that comes with other fun toys. So
Oh
you
my
got a
goodness.
webcam to go with it. Awesome.
Wow. That looks incredible, Eric. Well, maybe someday I might have to sell some plasma. But when I get my Switch 2, I'm going to find you online and we're going to play some games together.
If you have a Mario Kart World game, you'll see me playing that.
Okay, I did see a Mario Kart World bundle. Very
Yeah.
expensive. I'm going to have to start saving my nickels and dimes here.
And you, Rich.
Yeah, you know what? I might race to the store and get one of those.
Yeah.
Ba-dum
I tell you.
ba-da.
All right. Well, again,
Mr.
Eric,
Rebel.
what a true privilege it is to be able to pick your brain on this topic and get all this great information from you. So thank you for sharing and thanks for showing us the Switch 2 and the camera and everything. I appreciate that. So anybody that might have been thinking about buying one, Eric has just given you the information you need to finalize your decision. So thank you for that, Eric. And now we have our resident
Which
expert
is
again on.
okay.
Say again, Eric?
Which is okay before us had a screen pausing moment.
Oh, we're all still here. I
All
hope
good.
so.
And so now we are going to hear from our good friend, Dawn.
Simon.
Again, an expert on myriad topics. So Dawn has
It's to death
talked to us
moms,
about
part two.
gymnastics in the past. Today we're gonna switch it up, talk about a different topic here today, which another topic that Dawn has talked about in the past was this show Dance Moms. And the first time you talked about this, Dawn, you talked about one specific person that you really liked on the show, but today we're going to talk about a different person that was on this show, Dance Moms. And who are you wanting to tell us about tonight?
Kendall Burt.
Kendall Wirtz. All right, and oh, look at this. So again, amazing. That the technology department here has pulled up these incredible graphics. We'll have to give those guys a big raise. So,
Hey.
Hey.
all right. So, okay, here is a young Kendall Wirtz here. So, why did you pick her, Don? What is special about Kendall Wirtz?
She's just amazing dancer and she's very good. And that she had her ups and downs on Dance Moms with Abby, and she wasn't Abby's favorite.
So tell the audience who Abby is in case anybody hasn't seen this show.
Abby Lee Miller is the dance teacher at
So, she,
Abby Lee Dance Company.
so she, it's her dance school, and she decides who gets the big parts, who gets the smaller parts.
She decides who gets the solos and who gets duets, and she just decides who's gonna do duets and dance solos and so get solos and duets.
So, and so when you said that Kendall Wirtz had some clashes with Abby, how did she react to that? Did she give up or she stick with it?
She didn't give up. I think she was just mad and frustrated at times, and it wasn't just her, but it was just all the girls because they, you just saw it on their faces that it was all about Maddie at times, and never Kendall or Mackenzie or Brooke or Paige. It was never Chloe or Nia. So it was always about Maddie, because Maddie was always someone always at the top of the pyramid.
And that was the one you spoke about in our last episode.
Yes.
So it sounds like there might have been a little favoritism. Sounds like Abby might have had a favorite student in the
And
class.
she always pinned, and she always, and Abby always pinned, the girls up against each other. Like she pinned up, she would pin Maddie and Kendall up against each other, and she would tell them, say, "Hey, you're gonna go head to head, and you better win. You have to win. And if you don't win," and she would tell the girls, "If you don't win, then Woody is not gonna get any more solos."
And yeah, she may have been trying to motivate those students, but I'm definitely curious here I'll see if I can find some clips or if this is streaming anywhere. I definitely want to see some of these dance moves. And we know that you have a
Go to
background.
YouTube.
Yeah, I'll check it out, Dawn, and we thank you. We know what a great wealth
But
of
my favorite
information.
one is when Kendall did the, what do you call that, battled feet? Oh my God, that was an amazing dance. Battled feet from
Battle
Kendall.
feet. So I will look that up, and I recommend our audience looks that up as well. Battle
Yes,
feet.
and battled feet, and also Kendall came in season two. You have to look for that audition. Once you did the audition, try it out for the team. You guys see that one.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Dawn. Always great to hear. In addition to being a gold medalist gymnast, Dawn is actually also an accomplished dancer, ballerina, and other styles as well. So it's really great to be able to have an expert to talk to us about these things. So thank you for that, Dawn.
You're welcome, Mark.
And now let's dive into this very juicy topic that we have today, which even though this is near and dear to the hearts of us here at the Fun Pop Fan Guys and
Guys.
Gal podcast. But I think our audience, even people that are from other states and countries and other places besides Long Island, will have heard of many of the people that we're going to be discussing here. So, Long Island, a breeding ground of famous entertainers. So, let's just dive right in here. Eric, can you think of anybody famous on Long Island that a famous entertainer, celebrity?
Right. One second.
You still on?
So, upcoming future to see him on the screen soon or whatever is Mick Foley, Billy
Mick
Joel,
Foley.
and Kevin James.
Yes.
And who did you want to focus on, Eric? I know there's one particular one here.
I said that before, Mick Foley on screen in
Mick
upcoming
Foley,
time,
the
I hear.
hardcore legend.
Thank
Where
you.
do we know? Where? Well, we know that you know about, all about Mick Foley, Eric. But for anybody in the audience that doesn't know, why is Mick Foley famous? What? Who is Mick Foley?
He fits in WWF and WWE.
Yeah, so he WWF and WWE. Mick Foley was a wrestler, a hardcore wrestler, and also known
Yeah.
as one of the nicest guys on the planet. Incredible reputation that Mick Foley has. I've
What's
never
that
had the
mean?
privilege.
Mark, what's that mean? Reputation. What's that mean, Mark?
A reputation?
Yeah.
Is that the question, Mike? What is the
Yeah.
reputation?
Yeah.
Reputation means when you're well known for something, Mike. So I would say you have a great reputation as a Muppet
Great
expert.
reputation. Yeah, thank you.
And
And
you
my
also
one of my
reputation.
a great friend, Carlardo friend.
Oh,
Yes.
thank you. Thank you, Mike.
Thank
You
you.
humble me with your kind words.
Yeah,
Yes,
thank you.
Dawn.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Dawn, I see the hand up. What's up? Or you give me
Mark.
the box salute. Be
No.
fruit.
Mark.
Yes.
I have a question. Can reputation also means that when somebody treats you badly, or does it mean it's
No,
rude about
no.
you?
Well, you can have a
Like you
bad
say,
reputation.
does it say it
Reputation.
mean that you ruined my reputation and that I could have lost my job or whatever over it, right?
So a reputation is just something you're known for. If you're known for something bad, then you would have a bad reputation. But if you're known for something
Yes,
good,
that.
you'd have a good reputation.
Like Mick
So
Foley,
then
can
I
I?
do it. I could have meant both ways.
It
Yeah,
could
it
be
goes
either
either way.
way. So
Either
if I
way,
could
yeah.
jump in, guys, if I could jump in. So I did meet, I have met Mick Foley on a few occasions. Actually, I met him at a Comic Con and had a nice conversation with him. He is definitely one of the nice, and he grew up in my hometown, Stony Brook, where he went to Ward Melville High School, which is where I went to high school. And Mick Foley is a very amazing, generous person. I used to also work as a music therapist at Stony Brook at the hospital with the kids and the pediatrics. And every year, Mick Foley would come dressed up as Santa Claus for the kids at the hospital. So,
Wow.
amazing entertainer, but an even more amazing human being. And I had a
Excellent.
long conversation when I met him about the Stony Brook and everything that in the hospital. And he's just an awesome guy.
You know, back in, I want to say it was either the very, very late 80s, it might have been either 89 ish, and I actually did see Mick Foley wrestle at the very beginning of his career in the Ward Melville Gymnasium. He was going under the name of Cactus Jack at that time.
Is Jack.
So,
That's so awesome.
excellent. Don, do you know anybody famous from Long Island? Any celebrities from Long Island?
Kevin James.
Kevin James, the King of Queens himself. Also, holy smokes, I see a theme here. And Rich, you would be able to answer this. Isn't Kevin James also a Ward Melville alumni?
Kevin James, not only a Ward Melville alumni, but he graduated with Mick Foley, and they both wrestled together on the Ward
Yeah.
Melville wrestling team. And Mick Foley's father, by the way, was the coach. And at the time, growing up, when I was in high school, I never even realized that Coach Foley was Mick Foley's dad
And
when I was actually in high school.
if I'm not mistaken, I believe that they, in his retirement, they named the gymnasium after him. I think
Who?
that,
Kevin James?
no, Jack Foley, Mick Foley's father.
Oh, okay.
But I just want to tell my audience I am not 100% confident in that nugget of knowledge. So throw a comment up in the section. Let me know if I'm right or wrong about that. But yeah, thank you for that, Dawn. Did you watch The King of Queens?
Oh my God, I love that show. It's awesome. And by the way, Mark, how come we don't have Kevin James on here?
He is on there. But
No,
maybe you can't
I
see
don't
it
know.
because it's being
No,
blocked, but he is on
no,
there.
he's here. I see a picture of him right here. But I'm talking about like physically, so we can talk to him and ask some questions.
Hold
Well,
on,
we'll have to work
let me give him a call and see if he can jump on
on.
Zoom.
Like I said before,
Yo, Kevin,
it's
what's up? No good. Not now. Maybe in the future though. We'll see.
right. We'll
Guess I have to say
get
to
on
Rick.
that. Come on, we need to get Kevin James on here. Damn it.
What's up, Eric?
I was about to say, like I said, halfway point about Mick Foley. Guess I don't want him to do this with us right here.
Well, yeah, hopefully we'll get a nice big audience and we'll get famous and popular. And then Mick Foley and Kevin James, they will be calling Rich, begging to be on our panel. So that's
But
the
I want Mick Foley and his friends be in here too. Just
Mick,
so I have to do that.
are you hearing this, Mick? I hope you're hearing this, Mick.
Mark,
We need you. We need you
come
here.
on,
Okay. Come
come
on. All right.
on.
Eric, I'm trying. I'm making a pitch. I'm recruiting.
I know, make a pitch.
All right. And Big Mike, Encyclopedia
Okay.
Mike,
Yeah,
Michelson, Super
that's
Mike.
some. Yeah, and today another Billy Joel, the piano man.
Oh, Billy
Oh
Joel,
yes, it's a
the piano
piano man
man. Right there.
himself. Probably the most famous person, at least from Long Island, from Long Islanders, Billy Joe's probably the most known entertainer or celebrity. When people think Long Island, a lot of times they think Billy Joel. Born and raised in Hicksfield, New York, and started Ooh.
his career
as a Long Islander in bands in high school, including the Hassles. And yeah, a legend, one of my favorite singers and musicians of all time.
You know, very interesting. Growing up on
Steve.
Long Island for the first, I'd say, about 20 years of my life. And then I moved back there and lived there another 10 years. So my 30 years on Long Island. Never saw Billy Joel until I moved to Colorado and I've seen him here twice. And it was very interesting to me in the audience to see how loved he was in a totally different state. I thought it was like mainly a Long Island thing, but everybody knows Billy Joel.
Yeah,
So, Mike.
they know him all the way to Russia when he played there
Yeah.
in the 80s. So,
That famous concert
yeah.
when the Berlin Wall came down. Yes. Mike, do you have a favorite Billy Joel song?
Like the Piano Man and stuff.
The Piano Man, yes, that is a classic song. I'm gonna go with I do love the Piano Man, but I think Vienna might be my top pick.
Yeah, it's tough to pick a song, but I could pick an album, a few albums. The Stranger, which was probably the one that really he blew up
Favorites.
on. And then The Nylon Curtain, which is an amazing album, which had some hits, but some of their B-sides or the deeper tracks, very Beatlesque. He was very showed a lot of his Beatles influence in it. So there you go.
Excellent. Thank you for that, Rich. And Rich, of course, our
Favorites.
expert musician. Yeah, what's up, Eric?
He did that song called Middle of the Night. And
In the
Diana's
middle of the
song.
night. Yes.
River of
And
Dreams, River of Dreams. Yep, that off his last album, The River of Dreams.
read Diana something, and he did a song from the movie I know of.
Our resident Disney expert, Mr. Eric Linden. What movie was he in? He actually voiced a character in the movie.
I love Company.
Oliver and Company,
All
yes.
right. Look,
Yeah.
it's very, very interesting how all the different topics that we've done kind of converge and come together. Dawn, do you have a favorite Billy Joel song?
Don't think so.
Don't go changing
There you
to
go.
try and please me.
Okay,
You never
donkey.
let me. All right, so I don't want to get a copyright. And also,
Don't
you know,
want
I don't
to
want
talk
to get
him
an old.
off now.
They,
Don't
yeah,
quit
they
day
might,
job, Mark.
think that was actually Billy Joel's voice, so we might
All
get a
right, never mind.
strike.
Never mind. Don't quit day job, but I want a copy of the CD you
That's
have
true.
coming out now.
There
I
you
think
go.
a
Me
couple of
out at
thousand of our
night,
viewers just
up in my
immediately
sleep.
tuned out once I started singing. So I'm gonna cease with that. And this actually is a good stopping point for us here, as we could
Oh,
go
that's
on.
sooty.
Yeah, there's a lot of other famous people from Long Island. Maybe we'll have to do another part two.
Part
Yeah.
two. But I thought that was great, Rich, that you had the three that we focused on. So this will give us room. If you remember,
Yay.
our loyal audience, in the way back machine, we had a two-parter on cartoons. Maybe we'll have to do that for this one as well. Eric, I see a hand up.
Rich, do you see my chat to you?
Yes, I saw that chat, and we'll talk about that tomorrow.
All right.
Sounds cool.
All right, so we're gonna wrap this up. We got a nice little taste of just some of the amazing talent that Long Island has to offer, besides our incredible panel, of course. Encyclopedia Mike, do you have any words that you want to leave our audience with?
Mister, have a nice weekend and stuff.
Have a nice weekend and stuff. Thank you for that, Mike.
No.
Dawn, any
Gone.
parting words for our audience?
Have a great week and enjoy your weekend. And don't forget to subscribe and press the like button on the right-hand top corner.
Excellent. Yeah, please give us a like. Come on now. Doesn't cost anything. And Eric,
All right.
what do you have to say to our audience as a farewell message, something to leave them with?
Please comment and ring the bell for our next video notifications.
Excellent. Thank you, Eric, for yes, that great reminder. Ring that bell. Come on.
The next episode for notifications. Yeah,
Yeah.
that is.
Yeah, don't make us beg. Just hit the bell. Come on. For myself, as my farewell, I am very excited to get on Jet Purple back here. I am
Sad
going to
couple.
be
Nice shirt,
back here in
Mark.
New York.
Hey, Mark, I like your shirt. It's nice. Nice and cool and stuff.
Oh, hey, thanks, Mike. This is a Primus
Welcome,
shirt.
Mark. Super Mike, man.
Really, I'm
Yeah,
going to
thank
see
you.
Primus
Bye.
on during this New York visit. So that's something else I'm looking forward to.
And this, Mark.
What's that, Eric?
Is that supposed to be pizza?
Latinizza.
Ah, yes. Pizza. Looking
Yeah.
forward to some nice New York pizza.
With
All
me
right.
and Rich.
Oh, Mark, I have a question. Is the recording off or not?
Not yet. We're recording. Everything that you're saying is going live out to the audience. So if it's not
Out
part of the
here in the
podcast,
world.
you can tell me after, or if it's part of the podcast, you can say it now, whatever you want.
Bye-bye, audience. Make sure
All right.
you watch and watch the recording the podcast class. Podcast.
Yes. Rich, you have any parting words for our audience?
Yeah, thank you all for being here and watching the video. If do you all know any famous celebrities from Long Island? Comment below. Has anybody out there watched Dance Moms? We want to hear from you. And of course, our Muppet Show fans, let us know if you watched the Muppet Show and had any celebrities who hosted that you enjoyed. But thank you for everyone for being here. My name is Rich. I'd like to thank Eric, Dawn, Mike, and of course my co-host and moderator,
Thank
Mark,
you.
for rocking and rolling
Thank you, Mark.
this podcast and keeping it moving.
Yeah,
So
yay.
spread the word, Fun Pop Fan Guys and Gals Podcasts. We'll see you
Podcast.
guys next time.
Yeah, next time.